Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA as we get you set for week one of the high school football season coming up on Friday night. And now we get a chance to talk Sabetha football with head coach Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart as well, and also Sailor Insurance. And appreciate head coach Garrett Michael joining us. Coach, 14th year now as head coach, 25th year overall at Sabetha. Does it ever feel any different going into a new season, or is it honestly just kind of the same feel every single year?
No, it's new all the time. You know, it's exciting to me to see the incoming seniors, to see how they develop their leadership on and off the field. And, you know, we talk, I'm sure all the coaches talk about, you know, if the team leads us, if the seniors lead us, we're going to be as good a football team as we can possibly be. And if, you know, the coaches have to drive you, then we'll be competitive. But, you know, that's all we'll be. So it's always fun to prepare them for, you know, the role of being seniors, which they've never done. So every year it's new. You got vocal leaders. You got, you know, guys that just say, watch how I work. And then you've got the surprises, the guys that maybe you don't think might be good leaders, but they find their role on the team and they become excellent leaders. And so, you know, the X's and O's part is a little bit similar. You put in, you know, maybe one or two plays, or that's what we do that we think can help us, but they're nothing new for us. And I always love to see how the team comes together, how they handle adversity and practices and stuff like that. And then obviously we don't know until after game one, you know, what kind of team we're going to be.
And real quick, just kind of assessing last season, you know, 4-5, you had 4 out of 6 wins in the Big 7, but a loss to Perry Lecompton, of course, your week one opponent on Friday night, losing to the Cause in the first round of the playoffs. When you look back at kind of how last season played out, just what were a few key takeaways from it?
We had great, you know, senior leadership. I told them after the Perry game, it's probably the first time I've told a team this, obviously, other than the two state championship years. But I told them I was satisfied with how they led us and the things that we accomplished. To the outside world, that seems confusing. But I thought the seniors last year gave everything they had and did everything that we asked them to do. And I couldn't be more proud or more happy of a team, you know, because they had to not only lead, but they had a lot of young guys playing that had never played on Friday night. And so they were kind of doing two things. They were trying to play hard and they were trying to do their job, but they were also trying to build the young guys' confidence so that they could be as good as they were. And like I say, I take away big strides in leadership with them. And again, I was satisfied with the effort and the leadership that they gave.
How about Matthew Garber, quarterback, coming back and leading this offense here in 2022? How's he kind of looked in the preseason getting ready for game number one?
Oh, he's gotten better through the summer. We did some 7-on-7, which we don't pass a whole lot during the season. But, you know, he's a smart kid, so he's starting to really understand the offense, and he's a level-headed kid as far as things going bad or things not going well. You know, he's started to, you know, just show the huddle that, hey, we got the next play mentality, and I'm really happy with how he's audible and how he's learning how to audible and how he's just taking control. You know, last year he was probably playing just to not make a mistake, and now he can't do that. So I'm happy with his strides that he's making this year.
Sabetha will host Perry Lecompton, a big-time Big 7 matchup in week number one. We'll talk about that with the head coach, Garrett Michael, when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our locker room chat here with Sabetha head football coach, that is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance. Monster game here in the league to start. Of course, the last time you were on the field, it was in the first round of the playoffs. It was against Perry Lecompton. Cause were able to win that ball game 28-21 to advance. Now you get them in week one here in 2022. What's the early scouting report on the cause? They have plenty of talent coming back, and certainly will be a tough test here in week one.
Yeah, I mean, we don't look at it as a big-time game, a big-time atmosphere. We just look at it as this is the next game, so it's the most important game. We've talked about that for years and years and years, and I'm not going to change. But we've played Perry throughout the years, and, you know, they're coming off a back-to-back, you know, two state championship games, and these guys have played in there and have been around that caliber of team. So they don't want to let that tradition down, and they've got good athletes, good speed. They're coached well, and they're fundamentally sound offensively and defensively, and they're not flashy. They're just going to do what it takes. And we've just got to, you know, game one, we've got to look at ourselves and worry about what we do. It's really hard to worry about somebody else week one. You just want to take care of what you do, alignment and assignment, and not turn the ball over. And if you do those three things, then hopefully it gives you a chance to win at the end. But, you know, we just want to be, a better team after Friday night than we were after our jamboree, and that's what we talk about all the time. You know, just be a better team every day, and if we can do that, then that's success to us, and that's what we want to hold on to. And so it's going to be a great test. We've got guys back. They've got guys back. There's several teams in the Big Seven that have those guys back, returning players. And so it's a great league to be in. It really gets you tested and battle ready for the playoffs. And that's what I like about our league.
Yeah, Big Seven certainly has some legit contenders as we start here in 2022. Well, let's talk keys to the game. You get ready for Perry-Lecompton on Friday night. What are a few keys? What's it going to take for your team to go out and start the year 1-0?
They just don't change for us. We talk about time of possession on offense, keeping their offense on the sideline, and don't turn the ball over. If you do those two things on offense, it gives you a chance to win. Defensively, you just got to make the tackles that are presented in front of you, do your assignment. You know, we want to try to stop the run, and we want to try to not give up the big play. And if we can, again, do those two things on defense, it gives you a chance to win. But I think a big thing, you know, week one is special teams, and we take a lot of pride in our special teams. We practice it on a daily basis, and I just think, you know, just getting a snap, catching the ball, punting, you know, those type of things, kicking off well, you know, covering, those little things that probably are overlooked a little bit, I think are key. So those things that I told you week one, I'll tell you in week eight. I'll tell you in week nine. I'll
right.
tell you in week whatever. But those are key for our team.
Well, there it is. Garrett Michael, head coach at Sabetha. They host Perry-Lecompton on Friday night for week one of the high school football season. We'll have that ball game for you on KNZA 103.9, also streaming online on the Sabetha channel and MSCSports.net. Should be fun, Coach. Appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us here in week one. We will see you on Friday, and we will do this again next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, there it is, Garrett Michael, Sabetha head football coach. We'll talk Hiawatha football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.